Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Tomorrow, November 3rd, is a US presidential election. New York-based journalist Rebecca O'Neill joins us now to fill us in on what is going on stateside in the run-up to this historic election. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning from New York. I know, can you believe it, Jen? Yeah. The day has finally come.
It's finally come, thank God. Well, let's start off with this rather disturbing news. Yesterday, Trump supporters in a caravan of cars tried to run a Biden campaign bus off the road in Texas, promoting their campaign to cancel their events there. Meanwhile, here's what the president had to say about it. Here we go.
Did anybody see the picture of that crazy bus driving down the highway? They're surrounded by like hundreds of cars and they're all Trump flags all over the place. What a group. No, it's like a hot thing. See, that's really number one trending. You know, they won't put that. That's number one trending.
Wow, the Trump we've all become used to there, Rebecca, slagging off the opposition and stirring up his base. Can you fill us in on what was going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all aboard the Trump train, right? But it just, again, incredible scenes here over the weekend, Joan. So the video was doing the rounds. It was really breaking news here, you know, all of yesterday and overnight. It's the top story again here this morning. So what there was, you know, like you kind of alluded to there, but basically the video showed a bunch of cars in a convoy. You can see in the video that there's a number of videos on social media and it's clear to see contact was made. There was cars and large vans trying to run the bus off the road. You can see that some of the people are heavily armed. They were shouting obscenities at the Biden campaign. And as you heard there, the Biden campaign were like, right, that's it. So it was on a highway in Texas, a really busy one. And Texas is one of the crucial states. They had three events lined up there and they were like, no, we can't risk it. But again, you know, and you hear there, Trump, you know, encouraging it and saying, well done. And actually earlier in the week, his son, Don Jr., had come out with a message from one of his private jets, one of the lads' jets, encouraging people to come out at an event Kamala had on, the vice president candidate. Kamala Harris had an event too in Texas a little earlier in the week. And he was saying, come on out, bring your flags, bring your cars, give them a good old welcome. You know, so really, again, what we're seeing here, just stoking it up, you know, stirring up the base and encouraging illegal behavior. The FBI are investigating it. They're trying to track down these people, you know, for their criminal activity.
It's not surprising, though, with his history of stirring up that kind of behavior. There's also outrage this weekend stateside when Trump's team suggested he planned to declare an early victory before even the official state election authorities to do so. Can you fill us in there on what was going on there?
Right. I mean, just when you think the news can't get any more bizarre, here we are again. Extraordinary news, Jen. The president was preparing to declare an early election-like victory, so ahead of official results. So this broke yesterday. As you can imagine, it stoked even more worry and anxiety. Now, he did come out a few hours later. He had a whole load of rallies yesterday. As you can imagine, they're both running around the place trying to get as much in the news and everything as possible. But anyway, he came out and said that the report was false. But he did, again, speak of his plans to get his legal team to Pennsylvania the second the voting stops. That's going to be one of the key states. Biden came out and reacted to that. His reaction was, you know, quite strong. He was very, look, the president is not going to steal this election. But there's no doubt, you know, strong words from Biden, but, the president has done serious damage to the election process as a whole here. You know, he's had a strategy of constant attacks on the entire system for months, since July, really, you know.
My sister lives in Pennsylvania and I was on the phone to her last night. See, yeah, and she actually told me, I don't know if you heard of this happening, but I was quite shocked when she told me that the kids in the school had to do a faux election, but with Trump-Biden candidates. They did it in New York, apparently, in 2016, too, using kids to see what numbers are like in different districts. Yes. Causing, she said it was just so stressful. One of the kids actually said to the teacher in school, but would that not cause fights?
Oh, God. It's
so sad. I mean, have you heard of that kind of thing of happening? I was quite shocked that they're doing that in schools.
Yes, no doubt. I can imagine your sister was stressed. It's stressful for kids. In fact, yes, that is quite common. It's happening
in many places
right across. Yeah, I have some teacher friends here as well. And that's something actually that just came up in our conversations last week, that they were incredibly stressed and upset at having to do that. Because again, you know, God, it's tough enough for the adults, right? The kids have enough to be going on with all the coronavirus. And, you know, obviously here is still like no more than yourselves getting back into the swing of education. But yes, Jen, that is common.
Okay.
It happens right across the board here.
That is frightening. Can I ask you, what is the general feeling there about the voting and election process? I mean, is it trusted, like?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's not just really about who wins, right, this time. It's gotten so much more than that. So, I mean, people right now are feeling distrustful and really unnerved. OK, so Trump's constant and now months-long strategy of sowing doubt on election results. You know, his critics will say, accuse him of really attacking American democracy. Should he lose, he needs to have someone to blame. You know, the notion that he would say out loud, though, that he'd declare a victory if the outcome isn't clear, is really remarkable, and people were shocked on all sides of the boards. You had a lot of Republicans coming forward and saying, ah, here, you know, this is a bit too far now. It's completely unprecedented. You know, this isn't a banana republic democracy, right? Let's, you know, the election is there to work properly. But I mean, what struck me really lately, Jen, was actually a poll. I mean, we've had polls upon polls about who's going to win. And again, they come with health warnings. But what really struck with me in a state of my mind, and it was really frightening, to be honest, the prime example of the lack of trust here in the whole system right now. So the question was put to people, what do you think this year's presidential election will be free and fair? Do you think it will be free and fair? 22%, shockingly less than a quarter, said no. Right. They just have no. I mean, that it should be in the 90s. So that was massive news here all week. You know, all the experts go, listen, this is a low. You know, if less than 0.25% of our people aren't, and this was across the board, you know, it wasn't bipartisan. That's just, you know, it highlights state of American democracy.
And
right
then you
now.
Have to ask the question.
Pretty low.
If they feel like that, will those people even vote if they don't believe in it? That's the scary part of that, isn't it? Now, New York has been prepping now for a while, along with other major cities, for outbreaks of violence, protesting and even rioting over the next few days. Let's take a listen to New York's volunteer self-proclaimed protectors, the Guardian Angels, who held a press conference this weekend gearing up to protect the city in the wake of rioting and looting. Here's where they think riots could happen. Have a listen to this.
The crown jewel is Soho. That's where all the product is that you can move quickly. Whether it's Prada, whether it's Gucci, whether it's the sneakers, whether it's the limited edition. Remember, these guys and some gals, they've already scoped out these stores.
Now, protests and clashes have already happened this weekend. 11 people arrested in Chelsea. What happened there?
Yeah, unreal. Here we go and again. So, you know, we've seen for weeks here, Jen, business owners, and God love them, the retailers, no more than pub and restaurant owners, but here they've really been hit hard. Rents are outrageous, you know, yourself and Soho and everything. And like the guys there, they held a big presser in Times Square this weekend. They, you know, they always come up and step up to the plate and help in times of strife. And God knows New York is in times of trouble right now. So basically, you know, as we were talking about the kind of the Trump caravan, Trump trains, as they're called in Texas. Also, there was one in New Jersey, Garden City State Highway. Yeah. There was blocked for hours and they were due to come into the city. So anti-MAGA protesters had gathered to meet them. And just absolute scenes of violence and mayhem broke out again. Like you said, 11 people arrested. But just, you know, scary times. The city's on edge. It's kind of harking back to those few weeks and months ago when we had weeks of civil unrest, like choppers above, nonstop, everyone in absolute edge. And it's just, there's that feeling in the air, you know,
tense.
Like it's all going to kick off again. Yeah, tense, big time.
Speaking of more fear, gun sales have risen massively.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, I know.
God.
I'm just stoking up.
Come home, Rebecca. What are you doing? Just get on a plane and come home.
I know. Stop. We can't talk about that. That's just, listen, but come here. The thing is here, right, that it's actually not uncommon, Jen, for not just because of all this madness with this election. In the run-up to an election, people that are into guns and want guns, they're afraid that a new administration might change the laws, the gun laws. So right. It's not uncommon for there to be a spike, right? What is uncommon is there is lines around the block. It's been reported across all media. And even here, people who've never had a gun before, people who are saying, listen, I don't want a gun. I'm not a gun person, but I am scared. I feel like I need a gun to protect my family. I feel like I need a gun to protect my kids, my mom. And they're lining up. They're taking the gun ranges. I was just doing an interview with a guy in the city. He has a gun range in there. There's not too many of them. And he said he has never been so busy. He's had a family business for years. He's never been so busy. Wow. And people are coming in. They haven't a clue. And they're, you know, they're saying this and I haven't a clue. He had a woman in there last week who started crying. You know, it's a very emotional thing. You know, gun ownership. That's a whole other story. But it is worrying. Walmart took them off their shelves. You know, you can just rock into a Walmart in many places in the States and fill out a form and pick out a gun. Now, there is a background check done. It's not like picking up a pack of gum, but it's very easy. So they took them off the shelves. Now, they've come and put them back on, restocked guns and ammunition. They said that, look, it was just kind of isolated incidents of civil unrest and it had been sorted. Well, look, I hope they're right. You know.
Rebecca, what is Kanye up to? He has to be up to something at the moment. Is he doing anything?
Back again, your boy. He is, Jen. He's been a busy guy. So what he's done is he spent an absolute fortune there. He took out a 2-page ad in the New York Times. He's been releasing lots on Twitter. He's done a full campaign. So basically, it's kind of like a dear future. It's an open letter. So it's kind of, you know, coming into his beliefs. He talks about world peace, family support, a fair justice system, an innovative education system. Listen, that all sounds great, Kanye. Sign me up, you know, let's do it. But let me give you a quote just to give you an idea. In our future, we will heal, in caps, H-E-A-L. Hold everyone accountable to love. Our happy, healthy future looks like the new Garden of Eden with children running and the elderly brimming with joy and how beautiful our world has become. Look, he's not wrong. The USA, right, is in dire need for all of the healing and all of the love after this. You know, it's just an incredible year.
Can I ask you, after November 3rd, are you in any way hopeful that the intensity, you know, in the country will waver even slightly? Do you think it's like a boiling pot at the moment? Do you think that will fade or after the election?
I mean,
are you hopeful?
I am hopeful. You got to have hope, right? You got to have hope. But I think that as a whole, and
apparently,
right? But come here, I think on both sides, okay, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, everybody here is, you're so right. We just want it to be over. It's the tension in the air. I think that at this stage, people are like, look, whoever, let them win, but let's just get, I mean, the constant news, no more than there, you know, with people stress over, you know, the news is tough, right? The news cycle, yeah. Lockdown 2.0. But over here, it's like, what did Trump do? What did Biden do? Every time you can see people jumping when their phone buzzes with the text, people's nerves are gone. And I do feel that once there is, I mean, you know, touch wood, if the election isn't contested and if there isn't that, you know, there's hundreds of legal cases that, you know, the Trump camp don't stir it up in regards to, it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. That's really, they both need that to win. So your sister's in the thick of it.
But, she's not too hopeful, you know, about Pennsylvania, to talk about her neighbours. But we just got a text in for you. It says, Jen, I'm wondering, can Rebecca call the election as it stands at the moment? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I mean, I think you'd really need the best quality crystal ball. I mean, even here, the top, psychic Una, you know, you need to be an absolute magician. Even the top pundits here are saying it's impossible. Now, look, okay. Biden is ahead. The poll after poll after poll, he's got strong leads. He's got stronger leads than Hillary. But again, they come with health warnings. You know, the polls can't be trusted. We've learned that the hard way. I mean, I covered the 26th election right from the start, right through the year before, the year after. And I really thought I had seen it all. How naive of me, right? How naive of me. It's just a very difficult one to call. I think tomorrow, right, there will be there will be a better sense, you know, with the, there's the, when results start coming in from Philadelphia, there's the three other kind of main battleground states, Florida, of course, that will give us some indicator. But until that starts coming in, it's hard to know. But look, what is great is it's really heartening and encouraging. 92 million people, Jen, as of late last night, had voted. This is breaking all records.
Wow.
It's already more than the totality. And this is just from early voting. Like, vote, the polls open in the morning. This is just the early voting. So that's encouraging.
That is encouraging.
That has to mean something.
Please, God. Well, listen, thanks for the update, Rebecca. And we'll be talking to you again on Wednesday to see how the dust has settled after the big day on Tuesday. I'm going to get on to my sister in Pennsylvania and get her to go around her estate with a microphone out of her car. I think that's the only thing we can do now. And wait and hope and pray. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, Rebecca O'Neill.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.